We're in pursuit.
Welcome back to The Last Known, and I'm your host. We try to talk about missing persons, people that maybe didn't get enough media attention, maybe got no media attention, maybe they've been missing so long. We're trying to rattle your brain in case someone out there may know something. So today, we're going to be talking about the disappearance of Jacqueline Davis. Welcome back to the last known. Today, we're going to go back to 1969, and we're going to explore the haunting and still unsolved disappearance of Jacqueline Davis. She was a 13-year-old girl from Cherokee, North Carolina, and enrolled a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Jacqueline's case has remained cold for over 5 decades. She was just a kid when she vanished. And in that time has passed over 50 years. She has been absent through a lifetime of moments she's never got to live. Her friends and family grew up. The world changed, but Jackie never came home. And this case highlights how easily young Indigenous girls go missing and how quickly the world moves on without them. So who was Jacqueline Davis? Jacqueline Davis was known by those closest to her as Jackie. She was born on October 1st, 1955. She was quiet. She was observant. And at the age of 13 years old, she was on the edge of adolescence. She was still in school and still so much life ahead of her. Jackie had black hair, brown eyes. She had a noticeable scar above one of her eyebrows, the result of an earlier run-in with a barbed wire fence. She was petite. She stood about 5 feet 5 inches, weighed about 120. She was known in her Cherokee community for being sweet but reserved, someone who stayed close to home and kept mostly to herself. She was part of a large extended family in Cherokee, North Carolina. And she, as I said before, was enrolled in the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. But everything changed for Jackie and her family on one quiet spring evening in 1969. So let's go back to the day she disappeared. It was April 12th. So we're closing in on that anniversary. It was April 12th, 1969 in Cherokee, North Carolina. Jackie was last seen walking to a friend's house. It was supposed to be a normal visit and something she'd done before. But this time, she never arrived. She just simply vanished. Her family began to worry, but the details of what happened that day are frustratingly very, very vague. It's not clear how long it took for someone to notice she was missing. Records from that time are limited, and media attention was nearly non-existent. There were no reports of sightings after she left home, no confirmed interactions, nor remembers hearing a struggle. There were no calls to police that led to immediate searches. It was like Jackie had simply disappeared in thin air. So at the time of this recording, Jacqueline Davis has been missing for over 55 years. If today, as of today, she would be 69 years old. She would have experienced a whole entire life, a career, maybe children, grandchildren, a future that was taken from her without warning and without answers. Her case has long since faded from headlines, and if it ever made it into them at all. There are no breaking news updates, no viral internet theories, just a 13-year-old girl who vanished while walking to a friend's house, and a family left wondering what happened. And the sad truth is, very little is known about what efforts were made to find Jackie in the weeks and months after she disappeared. And the silence around her case, it's not unique. For decades, the disappearance of Indigenous women and girls were either brushed aside, improperly documented, ignored completely, and many families were told their loved ones probably ran away, and many weren't taken seriously, and many were never given resources that non-Native cases might receive. As far as public records show, no suspects were ever named in Jackie's case. There were no official theories. Her case remains open, but no significant leads have ever been made public. So there's so many unanswered questions. What happened to Jackie when she left home that evening? Did someone approach her? What happened to this 13-year-old girl? What happened to her? Did anyone see her on the way to her friend's house? I mean, no one saw. If you're listening and you can remember anything about this, think. And why wasn't there a broader investigation? This was a 13-year-old girl, a child. Could someone in the community know more than what they've already said? And why has her case been allowed to stay buried for so long? So Jacqueline's story isn't just about one missing girl. It is, but it isn't. It's part of a much bigger, deeply rooted problem, the ongoing crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, often referred to as MMW. According to a 2016 report by the National Crime Information Center, over 5,700 Native American girls and women were reported missing, but only 116 of those cases were logged in the U.S. Department of Justice Federal Missing Persons Database. That kind of data gap doesn't just erase names. It erases lives. It makes cases like Jackie's disappear before they've been ever investigated. And it leaves communities already dealing with generational trauma to shoulder the burden of grief and search for justice on their own. And despite the silence, Jackie's case has not been completely forgotten. In recent years, organizations like the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Native Hope, and the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians have continued to keep cases like hers visible. She is now listed on the BIA's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons list, as well as the Charlie Project, Name Us, and Doe Network. And these listings help raise awareness. But they're not enough. What Jackie and her family deserve is the truth. What happened to Jackie? So, as of today, Jacqueline Davis is still missing. As of right now, she is still missing. There have been no confirmed sightings. no forensic discoveries, but her case remains open. If you have any information, even the smallest little detail that you don't think is enough and you think it's a nothing, it's a throwaway, any small detail, you're encouraged to contact the Bureau of Indian Affairs Missing and Murdered Unit at 1-833-560-2065. You can also visit BIA.gov for more information on her case and others like it. Jacqueline Davis was just 13 years old. I think it really bothers me that no answers for over 50 years. She was just 13 years old and disappeared. She didn't get to finish school. She didn't get to grow up. And for over 5 decades, her story has remained mostly in the shadows. So by sharing her case, we hope to change it. Let's bring her name back to the light to make sure her disappearance isn't forgotten and remind the world that every story deserves to be told. If you're listening and you feel compelled to help, share Jackie's name, talk about her case, because somewhere, someone might know something about what happened. And it only takes, it only takes one person to come forward and start a whole new chapter in her story. Thank you for joining us in this episode of The Last Known. Again, if you know anything about Jacqueline Davis, she was 13 years old when she was last seen. She was last seen in 1969. This was many years ago. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. We will have the links below for Bureau for Indian Affairs, the Charlie Project, Name Us, Missing in the Carolinas. We will have links below. We will also provide the number for the Bureau of Indian Affairs Missing and Murdered Unit, and I'll have all that below. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to The Last Known. Remember, Jacqueline Davis was just 13 years old. She's been missing for 5 decades. If you know anything, please reach out. Please reach out. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. Have a great night. And stay safe.